Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Todd Tomasella here, Safeguard Your Soul Radio. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Before we get started here this morning, I wanted to point you to some of the resources on safeguardyoursoul.com. We have Moments with Our Master email. It goes out about once a month to edify the body of Christ, to stay in touch, and to update you on the outreach and everything that is happening therein. You can sign up for the Moments with Our Master by looking in the top right corner of the site on any page, and there's a little button there. Click, a little graphic says get our free e-letter. Also, there is the Cross Ambassadors opportunity to help support the ministry and the outreach and be a part of that blessing as we are a team. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3:9 that we are laborers together with God. So we have the blessed privilege as the born-again believers of the Lord Jesus Christ to be joined together in one mind and one accord to obey Him in the great commission that He gave us and sent us forth to accomplish. And so I wanted to encourage you to avail yourself to those resources. Also, there's a store page with over a dozen books that I believe will bless you because they're scripture rich and full of the truth and the blessing of the Lord. And now we have Brother Travis Bryan III on the line. Brother, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Todd. Good to be here with you this morning.
Excellent. I'm loving the attributes of God that we've been discussing lately, Brother Travis. And I would think this falls into that category, how God is love and that He's never violent. Amen?
Amen. Very controversial thing to say, I realize, Todd, and a lot of the listeners may be questioning, you know, this, but Todd, it's through the understanding of the cross that we come to this, and there's so little understanding of the cross in the world today that everybody believes God is violent, but the cross teaches Jesus, by His death, He destroyed the one with the power of death, that is the devil. Notice the word destroyed. In the human logical thinking, destroyed always means some kind of violence. That's the way you destroy things. But Todd, God destroys through the cross. He allows evil to self-destruct there. And by putting Jesus to death, Satan destroyed his own power. So the word destroyed, the violence that Satan used against Jesus at the cross came back on his own head, just like the violence of Haman came back on his own head. I believe that's Esther 9:25, and we've on many programs discussed this principle. But this is the way God, if He is violent, but only through the cross, Todd. He allows evil to destroy itself.
Now, how does the law of sowing and reaping that He sovereignly set up fit into this, brother? I mean, I think you just explained
it, right?
I would say that
sowing is has to do with, I think, for the believer, it's death and burial and being rooted in Christ's death. And if you sow yourself into death with Christ, then you will reap eternal life. But
yes,
if you sow Christ into death, in other words, if you are the one persecuting and mocking and putting Him to death, then that will be a sowing that will reap you hell, Todd.
Absolutely, brother. Brother Travis is referring, saints, to Galatians 6, verse 7 and 8. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Amen, brother.
And Jesus was manifested in order to destroy the works of the devil. Well, how did he do that? He did not do it by direct violence. He did it by absorbing violence and thereby destroying the violent one, Satan, and all of his minions that take up that approach.
Yes, for the person that may be wondering, if anybody's ever going to get away with anything, you can put that to rest, saints. God has set up a plan and orchestrated the laws of the universe in such a way that people, when they do evil, they're not getting away with anything. None of us, by the way. None of it's hidden from the eyes of the Almighty. But we, as we read throughout Psalms, they dig a pit for themselves. And as Brother Travis mentioned earlier, Haman, what a great example. We see it throughout biblical history, including Haman, who sought to destroy Israel and the people of Israel. And he was hung on the very gallows that he had erected and built to kill the children of Israel. So
exactly.
While God is not directly violent, how would you continue that statement, brother? While God is not directly violent,
he does show up and provide the opportunity for evil to self-destruct.
There it is.
You know, we did that program recently, which you just reminded me of, that Jesus, when he showed up, lured evil out of hiding and caused it to self-destruct. And this, you're right, no one gets away with anything. Sin carries its own punishment, Todd. It's kind of like if you smoke cigarettes all of your life, you're going to get COPD or lung cancer. Sin carries its own punishment. Sin destroys itself. The other example would be if you drink alcohol to an excess, then you're going to destroy yourself. And that's what I'm talking about. Evil will self-destruct, and God will allow that. That is God's violence right there, to allow evil to destroy evil. Todd, and you were referencing which is a great book on this principle. But when this is not Esther 9:25, but when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his, speaking of Haman, his wicked device, which he devised against the Jews, should return on his own head, and that he and his son should be hanged on the gallows. And see, the gallows that Haman built for Mordecai were the same gallows that Haman was hung on and his sons. And it's the same way with the cross, that the gallows that Satan built for Jesus were the same gallows that destroyed the works of Satan and will eventually destroy him also.
Amen, brother. That's not refutable at first, saints, when we begin to hear what Brother Travis is simply observing in Scripture. We might scratch our head, as Brother Travis mentioned earlier, but I believe this is irrefutable throughout Scripture. You know, you defined, or you talked about definition, the definition of violence, and you said, my definition of the word violence in this writing is as follows. Anything done intentionally or recklessly by word, action, or omission that hurts God or another person. That's the definition you use here, a working definition for violence. Let me read it again.
Yes,
anything done intentionally or recklessly by word, action, or omission that hurts God or another person. And then your first point here is iniquity and its violence originated in Satan, Ezekiel 28:16, which says,
I got the verse the multitude, wrong. It's 18, Todd. Verse 18.
Ezekiel 28:18. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities. By the iniquity of thy traffic, therefore, will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee.
And there you see that the very fire that will destroy Satan, because this is widely recognized as they're actually talking here about the king of Babylon, Ezekiel is, but it's actually a prophecy of Satan.
Double reference, yeah.
A double entendre, yes, sir. And notice this fire that will destroy Satan will come from in the midst of him. That means in the midst of his own ranks, he will be destroyed. Or from within his own person, this fire will come up and destroy him. So something inside Satan will destroy him, not something coming from outside, like God or someone external to Satan. Satan will be destroyed. He will implode as a result of his own traffic, Todd.
Amen. That's amazing how the Lord made sure that was in his word, those very words. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee, coming right from Satan himself.
Exactly.
Very interesting. Number two, brother, you spoke about Jesus never did any violence. Isaiah 53:9. He had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Isaiah 53:9. Jesus is the exact image of his Father. We read in Hebrews 1:3, if you have seen Jesus, you have seen his Father. Jesus said that. John 14:9. His Father does no violence either. Amen. That's a profound center stage example that Jesus never furthered his kingdom by violence. And if we've seen him, we've seen the Father. That's pretty tight right there, brother. There's no getting around it.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people want to make God a different character from his Son. They want to believe that God is violent, but his Son died in order to satisfy that violence in some way. This is a huge deception, I believe, of Satan in the world, because, Todd, if you read the book of John thoroughly, one of the main points that comes out in that book is Jesus over and over and over saying, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. My Father's in me, I'm in him. My Father and I are one. I came to tell you about my Father. You know, my Father is love. It just goes on and on, clarifying the fact that the Father of Jesus is just like him. There is no difference in character. And then we read other verses like Hebrews 1:3 that talks about Jesus is the exact image of his Father. So the Bible makes clear that God the Father is absolutely no different from Jesus. So I would hope that the listener, if you have any inclinations that he is different, you would wipe those out in view of what his Son has told us about his Father, Todd.
Yeah, in fact, that would violate Scripture, because the Bible says that the triune God is one, and that is in constitution and agreement, etc. That obviously there's no contradiction in the Godhead. You know, brother, in 1 Peter, I'm reminded as you speak of chapter 2, 1 Peter 2, beginning in verse 20. For what glory is it if, now this book is talking a lot about the sufferings of the believer, and it brings in the suffering of Christ here in this passage in our example. For what glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your faults, you take it patiently, but if when ye do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now, brother, what does this say to the believer? Because it's got to come up in our minds through processing this and being transformed by the Word of God, that when we're attacked, or when we suffer, what does that say to the believer, this nonviolent approach?
Well,
what would you say to the believer?
That we have faith, Todd, that from the principle of the cross, that when we walk out as Jesus did and we're attacked, that we do not attack back, but we absorb the blows and in the same fashion that Jesus did at Calvary. And that is the way that we destroy evil, by absorbing the blows, not by smiting blows, because the cross shows us the character of God. The character of God is, all of the mysteries of that are cleared up by looking at the cross. The cross is the focal event of all time, Todd. If you want to know what God is and what his character is, what his essence is, if you want to see who this unconditional lover that God is, look at the cross. That is Exhibit A in the trial of God right there, Todd.
Amen. When Jesus was going to go to that cross the night before, he broke bread with his disciples, brother, didn't he? In order that they would remember his death. Come.
Exactly.
That is repeated throughout Scripture. Yes, sir.
And we read in John 12:31, we've talked about this verse before, 31 through 33, John 12:31 through 33. Now is the judgment of this world. Speaking of the cross. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Now, casting out implies violence, that you throw somebody out of your house, or you throw somebody off your premises. That, in our minds, means violence. But notice, the event that casts out Satan is Satan's attack on Jesus at Calvary. A nonviolent way of casting him out. And that points again to this same principle, that God is not violent. His only violence is the cross of Christ. That is the way he destroys. That is the way he judges.
The only violence in that equation is Christ himself absorbing the violence on the cross, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
To take away our sin.
That is so counterintuitive to human thinking, Todd. That is really hard for people to get around. That right there. And that's why we keep hammering on it, or at least I bring it on this program, is with scriptural basis, is to turn people's minds upside down, because the violence that we think of is not the violence of God. The violence of God is the cross. I will go down a list. The cross is the judgment of God and the justice of God. The cross is the violence of God. The cross is the vengeance of God. The cross is the anger of God. The cross is the love of God. The cross is the mercy of God. And so everything, all definitions are made clear through the principle of the cross, Todd.
Amen, brother. You've said it before, and at this point I want to say I totally agree with the need to be saturated with this message of the cross, to camp out on it. Saints, I want to encourage you to go to safeguardyoursoul.com. Or directly to Blog Talk, and on safeguardyoursoul.com. On the right, a little bit down, you'll see a picture of Brother Travis and I. If you click that, it'll take you to all the programs that we've done with Brother Travis that are absolutely priceless. Priceless. I don't even personally know where you would ever find this message, this lost message of Scripture, which is the centrality of the message of the gospel. I don't know where else you'd find it. I hope there are many places, and I'm just missing it, but I've never seen it on this behalf, and I want to encourage you to be immersed in the message of the cross, because the life of Christ in our life cannot spring but out of death. God uses and works in crucified vessels. 2 Corinthians 1:9, the Apostle Paul said that we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that our trust should not be in ourselves but in God that raises the dead. Amen. If we want to be raised up, we got to lay our lives down, and that is the victory that we see Christ doing, if you will, to redeem us, and also the message that he gave us of the victory that he's going to bring in our lives. It must spring out of death. That victory, that blessed resurrection, life and glory and power from Christ can only spring out of death. Amen. And to be immersed in that message, it'll begin taking root, and the Holy Spirit will lead you to cry out like John the Baptist, "Father, you, Lord, you must increase, but I must decrease." And that is the divine solution for every and anything that you face or that ails you now and from now till you're in heaven with Jesus. Amen.
And Todd, Travis,
you've
had a tremendous upsurge in the people that are following and listening and reading your website and all of its subsidiary presentations, aren't you?
Yeah, it's definitely continues to go upward. The audience is increasing, so we give God praise for that, for this message in particular.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, you're talking about here, brother, in this message, number three, before the flood of Noah, the earth had been corrupted because it was, quote, filled with violence. Genesis chapter 6, verse 11 through 13. And then number four, you spoke about how God would not let some men go into the promised land because they had been men of war or violent. That's an interesting point. Deuteronomy 2, Joshua 5. And continuing here, number five, he spoke about how when Jesus comes back and sets up his kingdom, there will be no more violence. Amen. Animals won't bite and people won't fight. The knowledge of the Lord, or the knowledge that God is love and is never violent, will cover the earth, bringing worldwide peace. Amen. Something only the Prince of Peace can bring. Anyone else or any nations that promise that, saints, are lying to you. Man can't fix his own problems. Only God can. Amen. And then you wrote here, Brother Isaiah 11, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my mountain, holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the earth. Isaiah 11, 1 through 9 and 65, 25. Instruments of war will be transformed into agricultural implements, swords into plowshares, and spears into pruning hooks. Isaiah 2, 4, Micah 4, 3. That's a fascinating biblical example right there, brother. Amen. Of how the perfect will of God, not my will, but thine be done, Jesus prayed. He said that we are also to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Ultimately, during the millennium, as you're describing here, there'll be no more violence. That is the will of the Father coming to pass on the earth, as Jesus said we're to pray, brother. Am I correct about that?
Absolutely, Todd, and the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, or whatever it said there.
Yeah.
I believe that people are going to discover the true knowledge of God and his character and his love and his nonviolent approach to everything. And that is why peace, no one will be hurt in that mountain of God's kingdom, because people will discover the true character of God, Todd.
And
they will
respond
to that. Go ahead.
Amen. He's given us a glimpse through this message today, brother. This is fabulous. Isaiah 65:25, as you referenced, the wolf and the lamb shall feed together. Imagine that. Wow. And no wolf will be preying on and eating lambs during the millennium. And the lion shall eat straw like the bullock. Wow. No more carnivorous, right?
No more carnivores.
Yeah. Wow. And dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountains, saith the Lord. That's the last verse in Isaiah 65. Well, that Isaiah 65 and 66 are just flat out fabulous. Amen.
They
okay, brother Matt. Number six, brother. After Jonah preached the gospel to Nineveh, everyone turned from his evil way and from, quote, the violence that is in their hands. Jonah 3, verse 7 and 8. Number 7, when John the Baptist preached the gospel of the kingdom of God to some soldiers, they then asked him what they should do. He replied, quote, do no violence, unquote. Luke 3:14. Number 8, Solomon wrote that the wicked eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence, unquote. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 17. Got about, I'd say, 70 seconds left here, Brother Travis. Number 9, let me hit this. Mm. As soon as Jesus sent the demons into a herd of pigs, the pigs, quote, ran violently down a steep slope into the sea, unquote, where they perished. Matthew 8:26-32. Violence is always demonic. That's a very poignant point there, Brother Travis. Got about 50 seconds left, brother. What would you say to the saints that are listening?
Well, you know, Todd, Paul is a great example of this. Before he met the risen Christ on Damascus Road, he was injurious, it says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, and a blasphemer.
Yes.
But after he met Jesus, he began to preach gentleness and kindness and meekness and humility. And he was no longer violently aggressive or arrogant. So to meet the true Jesus changes people from their violence, Todd.
Amen, brother. I love And before the show, I just read Colossians 3, 12 through 14. I absolutely love that passage. Saints, want to encourage you to pour over it prayerfully and perhaps daily. That's in Colossians 3, 12 through 14. The rest of this message, and there's more to it, we only got about halfway through it, is going to be on safeguardyoursoul.com. God is never violent is the title. You can put that in the search box. Thank you, and God bless you, saints, for listening. Brother Travis, thank you, brother, once again. Great message.
Thank you, brother, for this opportunity. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. God bless you, brother. Bye-bye.